So just to let you know, I baptized a month ago, and today I'm very happy to be here to share my testimony with El Monte Church, the people who treated me like a family member for 3 years since I first came to United States. So the title of my testimony today is Let God Set You Free. To begin, I want to read 2 verses from the Bible. John chapter 8, verse 21-22. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In just 2 verses, but it represents the journey of a person who followed God. I think everyone here will agree with me that the very first thing is trusting in God. And then we will live in His Word, which is the Holy Bible. And after that, He accepts us as His disciple. Then He will show us the truth, and the truth will set us free. We know the truth that Sabbath day is Saturday. We know the truth that there is only one God, and we worship Him only. We know the truth that He wants us to return 1/10 of every material things that He gives us in our life. So let me tell you my story. I was born and grew up in Hanoi, the capital of Vietnam. Last summer, I spent my vacation in Vietnam. But I was so disappointed. I asked God, God, why? Why the gospel and the truth about you was not delivered into this capital for 80 years? I traveled a lot. I met a lot of people. I met people who lost their husband, their wife, their children, who's unemployed, who's poor, who's heroin addicted. I asked God, why those people who standing right in front of me, they live in sin for such a long time. Why don't they have the chance to know about you? Do you know what God answered me? He answered me by a verse from the Bible. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. But where sins abounded, grace abounded much more. Amen, everyone. Do you know how lucky we are to know about the truth? But at this moment, I still have to ask myself, and I hope that everyone here will ask yourself, do you really live freely in God? Or are you still tired by something? Are you still tired by material or by love? Does the person who you dating right now is the arrangement from God? Does that person lead you closer to God? Or are you tired by your job, by daily life, that you forget to pray, to read the Bible, and to have a fellowship with God? We are His disciple, so we just do whatever we can do to please Him. Like the building outside is still in need of finance. If we cannot offer, we can tell our friends. Because perhaps the finance will come from outside of the church. And one more thing, I hope that we will not let any conflict exist in our church, but we have to contribute to a close bonding, and not only inside the church, but also outside of the church. We should show the people. We should show people the love, the unconditional, the generous, forgiving love from God. About me, I just pray to God that I don't know what the future holds for me, but I hope that I will have more chance to say the truth about you to more and more Vietnamese people, because I know that you still love Vietnamese so much. And I hope that if anyone's here still, you know that if you are still tired by something or someone, that's not God's arrangement. Please pray to him so he can untie you, so you can live freely in him, so you can serve him with all your mind, your heart, and your body. Thank you, everyone, for listening to my testimony. God's with you.